Maintain this speed, and I'll be across in 20 minutes and reach the other side before it goes dark.
Okay, getting quite close towards the shoreline now. And that has worked much nicer than I ever imagined it would. You know, really nice, steady breeze.
But there's no brake on this thing. The only way to stop is to take a dive.
Okay, it's getting darker now. This wouldn't be a bad place to make a bit of camp. Yeah, I'm amongst the trees, so I've got firewood. I'm also a little bit higher than the actual lake, where all the cold air is going to sink down to. Get this down. Okay, time to start digging. What I want to do is just dig a snow trench. It's really more like a coffin.
When the sun drops, temperatures can plummet, and dramatically. Branches and snow on top will insulate you against the worst of that and help you survive the night.
But the last thing I need, you see this? It's like a gutter where all the cold air in the shelter will run down here. That actually makes a massive difference. Okay.
Eskimos supplement their diet with fish. I'm going to try my luck in this lake, if I can get to it.
Most of the ice on this lake is going to be super thick, you know, at least a metre. But because I'm quite near this outflow, the ice is going to be thinner. I should be able to get through.